Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. Thank you to all those who are worshiping God with us this Sunday, and a special welcome to all who are praying with us with their families at home yet again this weekend. In the absence of seeing and meeting with people over the past several weeks, these days for me have been spent more so on the phone, speaking with people. And I'm grateful for all the calls that I've received. I encourage you to continue to reach out to others on the phone, to neighbors and those that might be in need. One of the calls this week that I received was from a priest friend, Father Bill. Father is older than me. He was actually my priest when I was a little boy in one of my parishes. And since then, he's been a good friend, actually a wonderful witness to me, not only of priesthood, but also to human life. And what's interesting is, as often as I've seen Father Bill, he has never seen me. Father is blind. And the other night on the phone, he was sharing with me that he had to give up his dog and how difficult that was for him, not just physically trying to get around, but even emotionally. It was a real loss. And amidst all of the feelings of the past 2 weeks, amidst all of the emotions that we are experiencing, Father Bill was experiencing that one, the sadness of loss and grief. As we arrive to the fifth week of Lent today, that is one of the themes of this long gospel today. We meet today the family of Mary and Martha, and they are in grief. They've experienced the loss of their brother Lazarus. And as we hear, even Jesus grieves. For as long as this gospel passage was that Deacon Jim just read, it contains one of the shortest sentences in all of the scripture. And Jesus wept. We know from other scripture scenes about this family that there was a closeness to Jesus. They lived in Bethany, a town just 2 miles outside of Jerusalem. It was a place where he could stop on the way, a place where he could rest. And we know from the first line of today's gospel that it was a place of great love. It's very interesting. The first line of today's gospel, when Jesus gets word about Lazarus, they don't say, "Master, Lazarus is sick." They simply say, "Master, the one you love is ill." And Jesus immediately knows who it is. The loss and the grief are real in this scripture, but so too is the action of God and the virtues of faith, hope, and love, which are especially manifest in the person of Martha. If in other scripture scenes, Martha gets a bum rap, and she does, busy Martha, here, it's very different. And in this most difficult time of her life, Martha steps up. Martha is direct. She says, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." That's direct. Martha is bold. She says, "Even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." She's trusting. "I know that he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." And finally, Martha is full of faith when Jesus says, "Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." Jesus says, "Do you believe this?" And Martha says, "Yes. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." Today, we have this great witness of what Christian life, what Lent is really all about. And we have it all here in Martha. It's all about having the root of our faith awakened by love, which can then find lasting hope. And so often, that root lies deep within us, and it is only woken up in times of great difficulty. This past Friday, Pope Francis gave a beautiful witness, a beautiful time of prayer. I hope you look at it. And he spoke of Jesus in the boat on the sea. It was in a storm, and he was asleep with the disciples. And they tried to wake him up. In reality, my friends, when we face storms at sea, it's not Jesus who needs to be woken up, but we do. Our faith, our hope, our love for him. We've seen it throughout this Lenten season. Today we see it in Martha, but a couple weeks ago it was the woman at the well. Last week was the blind man. What is it that we see in ourselves in this our time? It's an important question. Next week, we will see the witness of Jesus, what he's doing, and how he once walked into Jerusalem for the last time, and he died for our salvation. And he continues to walk toward us, continues to die for us, to love us unto death. And we'll see next week what people continue to do. They welcome him on Sunday. They betray, deny, and kill him on Friday. And people still do that. What about us? My friends, this is our time to allow our faith to be wakened, to allow our hope to be kindled and our love for God to be made manifest. I suggest this week, with the witness of Martha and all the great men and women who have gone before us, especially those who are particular to us, I'd suggest that this week we respond to that call of Jesus, and specifically his words to Lazarus, "Come out." And we allow ourselves to be untied of all that binds us by the power of our faith, the gift of Christian hope, and the fire of God's perfect love. I conclude the words today with the words of St. Faustina Kowalska. They're so simple, and yet they express the depth of Christian faith, Christian hope, and Christian love. St. Faustina prayed, "Jesus, I trust in you."